products.
Un descuento de un 10% en una selección de productos de limpieza.
10% off a selection of household products.
Los artículos de aseo a mitad de precio.
Toiletries at half price.
Las conservas están al lado de la carne.
The canned food is next to the meat.
Los platos precocinados se están haciendo cada vez más populares.
Convenience food is becoming more and more popular.
Todas estas conservas están caducadas.
All this canned food is past its sell-by date.
¿Necesitamos más productos de limpieza?
Do we need any more household products?
Prefiero comprar mis artículos de aseo en el aeropuerto.
I prefer to buy my toiletries at the airport.
Los productos de marca blanca suelen ser más baratos.
Own brand products are usually cheaper.
No puedes vivir solo de platos precocinados.
You can't just live on convenience food.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Escuchas, es Vaughan Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
One, two, three, I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, one, got the salad, two, got the blues, three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. Yes, you're listening to The Salad. Again, and let us begin the program today now with our usual, our customary conundrum. It's a bit of a tongue twister, trabalenguas, a customary conundrum. Okay, can you say that, salad listeners? A customary conundrum. Now, as you know, a conundrum is a little test example for you. Okay, well, you have to fill in the blank. Rellenar el espacio en blanco, to fill in the blank. Now then, here's our conundrum for today. I'm looking blank, buying a new phone. I'm not looking blank, you know. I mean, this is the space you have to fill in, okay? So I'm looking blank, buying a new smartphone. What could it be? What do you think, salad listeners? Okay, so I'm looking blank, buying a new smartphone. Okay, what could that blank be? Well, stay tuned. We shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. And I've just posted that on our Vaughan Radio app. Now then, what's on the show today? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. Yes, indeed. And what else do we have? We also have Question time on the program today. That's right. Okay. So where we put you to the test with the interrogative, which is one of the pillars of our method here at Vaughan. Yes, the interrogative, asking questions, one of the cornerstones, piedras angulares. That's right, the interrogative. Now, so we should put you to the test. So that means then that right now it's time for
Salad News Bits.
Question time, no? Okay, I was talking to Tino then. I was asking him, did I tell you we're doing question time? Just to check there, so you may have heard something. Very weird, you know? So the microphone was opened for a split second. Now then, because you know, sometimes we might have to talk between. If you hear some music, maybe I'm checking some technical details. Now then, so let's have a little look, shall we? So our headline for today, welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here's our headline. Oldest message in a bottle found on a Western Australian beach. That's right. The oldest message in a bottle is found on a Western Australian beach. So a message in a bottle is, used to be a very common way. Nowadays, you just use WhatsApp, you know? But back in the day, it was a message in a bottle. Mensaje en una botella. Okay, so in this case, the oldest message in a bottle is found on a Western Australian beach. We're going over live to Perth in Western Australia to a beach very near the city of Perth in Western Australia to get some more information. Yes, we have, Graham Bruce, our Australian and Australasian correspondent. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. A Perth family has found the world's oldest known message in a bottle almost 132 years after it was thrown into the sea.
I see. Now then, salad listeners, so a family in Perth in Western Australia has found the world's oldest known message in a bottle 132 years after it was thrown into the sea. That's incredible. You know, so 132 years later, someone finds it. A little bit late, I suppose. Please tell us more.
Tonya Illman, she picked up the bottle, mate, while going for a walk around some sand dunes on a remote beach in Western Australia.
So she found it in some sand dunes, dunas. I see, while going for a walk. Thought, what's this?
That's right, mate. So her husband, he told me that they found some paper in the bottle, but had no idea what it was until they took it home and dried it in the oven.
I see. So let me get this straight. So a woman was out walking. She found a bottle, showed it to her husband. Now inside they found some paper. They had no idea what it was until they dried the paper out inside the oven, in el horno, in the oven. And then they made a great discovery.
That's right, mate. Now, experts have confirmed it's an authentic message from a German ship. Now, the note in the bottle, which was dated the 12th of June, 1886, was jettisoned from the German ship, which was called Paula, as part of an experiment into ocean and shipping routes by the German Naval Observatory.
I see. So the letter was dated the 12th of June, 1886, and it was jettisoned from the ship, okay? We don't know if it was literally thrown off the ship or jettisoned off the ship as part of an experiment into ocean shipping routes. Okay. Now then, please tell us more.
The Illman family who found the bottle were driving through, a beach north of Wedge Island on the 21st of January when the car became bogged down in the sand and Mrs. Illman and her friend decided to go for a walk. But they did not open it straight away. You see, that's why it's only just, come to light right now. So, Tonya saw a whole lot of rubbish on the ground and, thought she'd pick up some rubbish. So she found and picked up the bottle, thinking it would be nice for her bookshelf. Now, Mr. Illman said, his wife passed the bottle to our son's girlfriend, who saw that she thought it was a rolled-up cigarette inside, and she tipped it out into the sand. Now, Tonya, who's the woman here, she tried to untie the string around the paper, but it was rather fragile. So, we took it home, she told me, and put it in the oven for 5 minutes to dry up the moisture. Now, then, when we unrolled it, she told me, we saw, printed writing. We could not see the handwritten ink at that point, but saw a printed message that asked the reader to contact the German consulate when they found the notes.
I see. So eventually, they thought they saw some paper rolled up inside and thought it was a rolled up cigarette. So eventually, when they decided to put it in the oven to dry it out, they could see there was some printed writing inside which said, contact the German consulate, when you find this note. Obviously, 136 years later, I suppose the guy who was dealing with this project at the German consulate is no longer there, I suppose.
I guess so, Dave. That's right. So, later they also found, fake handwriting on the note with a date of the 12th of June, 1886, and the name of the ship, Paula. Now, when they saw the date, they thought it was too far-fetched to be real. It just could not be real. That's what the Illman family told me. But they researched the bottle online and took it to experts at the Western Australian Museum. Now, they got in touch with somebody from the Maritime Archaeology Museum in Western Australia, who confirmed the find was authentic after consulting with colleagues from Germany and the Netherlands. Now, incredibly, an archival search in Germany found Paula, which was the ship in this case, the original journal, and there was an entry for the 12th of June 1886 made by the captain, recording a drift bottle having been thrown overboard. Now, the date and the coordinates correspond exactly with those on the bottle. So, pretty amazing, really. And the handwriting on the journal and the message in the bottle also matched. So, it's pretty incredible.
Well, it's amazing they found it 136 years later, and they were able to go to a maritime museum in Western Australia. And then contact, the German authorities, and find the exact journal with the exact entry corresponding. So these things work perfectly.
That's right, mate. Now, what I can tell you is thousands of bottles were thrown overboard during the 69-year German experiment, but to date, only 662 messages and no bottles have been returned. So the last bottle with a note to be found was in Denmark, in 1943. Now, the bottle found on Wedge Island in Australia was found mostly exposed without any form of cork or closure and was about a quarter full of damp sand. And the bottle appeared to have been laid, buried or mostly buried or partially filled with damp sand. So it's pretty lucky that it actually survived. So it's an amazing story here, Dave. So the oldest message in a bottle found, on a Western Australia beach.
So you heard it here on Salad News Bits, Salad listeners. 136 years later, someone found a message in a bottle. And they're able to trace it all the way back to a German experiment where the journals are still there. And you could find the exact entry for that message in that bottle. Thrown overboard from the German ship Paula. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Question time. Mm. Now then, yes, welcome to Question Time. Of course, the part of the program where we focus on the interrogative. As I said at the beginning of the program, this is one of the pillars, one of the cornerstones of the Vaughan method, asking questions. It's a good way of reviewing everything, really, because we're using lots of different tenses, you know, with, you know, auxiliary verbs, modal verbs, etc., the verb to be, whatever it may be. So we're practicing all of those, but focusing on the interrogative. So today, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Matar a dos pájaros de un tiro, in English, with con una piedra. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. We're going to practice verbs with like and the interrogative. Okay, that's right. So, let's have a look, shall we? Are you ready? So I'm going to give you the answer to a question. You have to tell us what the question is. What do you think, salad listeners? Okay, then. So, verbs with like. So, let's have a look. Here's our first answer. I feel like going for a run. So, remember to feel like plus gerund. So, me apetece. Apetecer. To feel like plus gerund. So, in this case, I feel like going for a run. What do you think, salad listeners? So, what do you feel like doing? ¿Qué te apetece hacer? So, to feel like plus gerund. I feel like going for a run. Me apetece ir a correr o hacer footing. So, what do you feel like doing? Very useful. To feel like plus gerund. I feel like watching TV. I feel like having a salad for dinner. I feel like listening to Vaughan Radio, etc. To feel like plus gerund. Me apetece. Okay, next. Okay, salad listeners. I'll give you the answer. You tell me what the question is. Her skin feels like silk. So to feel like is also el tacto. Because to feel, you feel. So feel also has, you know, as something that you feel, your perception. Tus sentimientos, I feel. But to feel is also el tacto, the feel. So her skin feels like silk. Como seda. Like silk. So, what does her skin feel like? So the temptation with these verbs with like is to use how. How does her skin feel like? But we're using what with all of these, okay? So what does her skin feel like? Now remember, does her. Or does a, I would say, what does a skin feel like? Does a skin. So what does a skin feel like? With good phonetics and good intonation, we can also practice here. Okay, next, salad listeners. He's extremely irritable when he's angry. When he's angry. So we're thinking, ¿cómo es cuando está enfadado? ¿Cómo es? How can we say that? So it's the verb to be like. That's right, to be like. So it would be, what's he like when he's angry? Or even better, what's he like when he's angry? When he's angry, when he's angry. What's he like when he's angry? Okay, salad listeners. So remember, ¿cómo es tu jefe? So it's forma de ser, so it's to be like. So in this case, he is. You know, we can say, yeah, he is funny, he's demanding, he's hardworking, you know. Or we can make a comparison. He's like a big kid. He's like, making a comparison with like, or just using the verb to be. Okay, so what's he like when he's angry? ¿Cómo es? To be like. Okay, next, salad listeners. He looks like the Hulk when he gets angry. So, to be angry, estar enfadado, to get angry, enfadarse. So, he's like the Hulk, el Hulk. So, the last one, he looks like the Hulk, el increíble Hulk. That's right, okay, so he looks like the Hulk we saw before. Oh, no, this is one here, hello. Before we had to be like, so here, this one, he looks like the Hulk. Se parece al increíble Hulk. But to look like is his physical appearance. So, tiene aspecto del increíble Hulk. He looks like the Incredible Hulk when he gets angry, okay? So the question is, we could say what, or we could say who. But anyway, let's say, what does he look like when he gets angry? Okay. So, ¿qué aspecto físico tiene cuando se enfada? What does he look like when he gets angry? Pretty tricky, these ones, salad listeners. So I can say, you know, I can make a comparison in this case. He looks like the Hulk, el Hulk, when he gets angry. So to be like is your character, tu forma de ser, to look like, la pinta que tienes. That's right, your physical appearance. Okay, good. Next. The Hulk is green and really muscular. Again, el Hulk, the Hulk. So the Hulk is green and really muscular. So what do you think? So one here. It's physical appearance. So what does the Hulk look like? Okay. What does the Hulk look like? ¿Qué aspecto físico tiene el Hulk? If I say, what's the Hulk like? I'm referring to his character. But here's physical appearance. What does the Hulk look like? Okay, salad listeners, let's keep going. Next, it tastes a lot like chicken. So taste, sabor. So to taste like, it tastes a lot like chicken. Sabe a pollo. ¿A qué sabe? What do you think? So what does it taste like? That's right. What does it taste like? That's right. Verbs with like on question time. Now then, yes, here we have it. Yes. Spain seems like a good place to live. That's right. Yes, Spain seems like a good place to live, salad listeners. What do you think? So I would ask me the question directly here. So it seems like, so to seem like, that's your perception, okay? It seems like a good place to live. If I want to say, you meet someone, parece majo. He seems nice. Or I can say he seems like a nice guy. So it's your personal perception. So yes, Spain seems like a good place to live. What do you think? So does Spain seem like a good place to live? Does Spain seem like a good place to live? So quite tricky. Next. Yes, you're starting to sound like my father. So to sound like. So I can say, pareces a mi padre. But here, it just by your voice, because it's to sound like. Yes, son, you have to do this. Clean your bedroom, son. Pick that up. So if your father was bossy, or it could be telling jokes like your father, whatever it may be. In this case, what would you sound like? Okay. So, but by the voice you're using when you're saying something, you know. So, yes, you're starting to sound like my father. I would say, am I? So, am I starting to sound like your father? Yes, you're starting to sound like my father. Okay, next. It feels like rain. Again, you can put out your hand. You feel drops or droplets on your hand. It feels like rain. What do you think? What does it feel like? What does it feel like? Verbs with like on question time. Now then, salad listeners, jazz doesn't sound like pop music at all. Again, to sound like, because you hear music, for example. So jazz doesn't sound like pop music at all. So okay, suena, I would say. So what does jazz sound like? Again, with what? The temptation is to use how with these. ¿Cómo suena? No? But what does jazz sound like? Or, really ask a direct question. Does jazz sound like pop music? Does jazz sound like pop music? No, jazz doesn't sound like pop music at all. Okay, salad listeners, next. Red M&Ms, or M&Ms, no? Red M&Ms taste just like blue M&Ms. Okay, we all know what M&Ms are. They have a peanut inside. So red M&Ms taste just like blue M&Ms. What do you think? So we could say, well, a couple of things here. I would say, do red M&Ms taste like blue M&Ms? Do red M&Ms taste like blue M&Ms? Okay. Or I suppose you could say, what do red M&Ms taste like? And you could say, well, they taste just like the blue ones. Okay. Now then, salad listeners. This air freshener smells like pine trees. Ambientador, an air freshener, we say. So it smells just like pine trees. A tree is un árbol, a pine is un pino. Okay, a pine tree. So this air freshener smells like pine trees. ¿A qué huele? What does this air freshener smell like? Okay, salad listeners. What does this air freshener smell like? Excellent stuff here. Okay, let's keep going. Now then, she was quiet, but extremely ambitious. She was quiet, but extremely ambitious. So, ¿cómo era? What was she like in the past? What is he like? ¿Cómo es? ¿Cómo era? What was she like? And the last one, salad listeners. No, it didn't seem like a good idea at all. No, it didn't seem like a good idea at all. So parece, it seems like, parece una buena idea. It seems like a good idea in the past. No, it didn't seem like a good idea at all. What could the question be? Did it seem like a good idea? That's right, salad listeners. Did it seem like a good idea? No, it didn't seem like a good idea at all. So to feel like, to be like, to look like, to taste like, to seem like, to sound like, all these verbs with like. Remember, we're asking questions, we're going to use what. What's it like? What does it taste like? Etc. Okay, this has been Question Time. Now then, salad listeners. Yes, we're reaching the end of the program here. So all we have left to do is to have a look at our conundrum, our little test example, which was, I'm looking blank, buying a new smartphone. I'm looking into